So before we start working on a social media strategy, before we start working really on any project, we do an assessment. What's the current state of their social? Are they doing any social? What's their consistency in posting? What are the types of posts that they have? What's their overall objective? Are they trying to generate leads? Are they trying to connect with their audience? Are they trying to sell merchandise on social media? So we look at an assessment of their entire social media. What platforms are they on? And then we develop a strategy based on that. So we recommend that they do a strategy for a year so that you can refresh every year, especially with social media and digital. So much is changing. After you develop the strategy for the year, we have a good understanding of what are their goals? What are they looking to hit this year? We will then create a content calendar. So this content calendar helps set a framework for the entire year. It tells us what platforms they should be posting on. For instance, or Facebook would be great for nonprofits, even hospitals who want to connect with their patients. Other businesses may choose to stick with LinkedIn, more B2B in that professional setting. We figure out what are their platforms and then what's their posting schedule. And then we create the content for the year. So what we've often heard from our clients is they don't know where to start in terms of their strategy. They're just posting stuff without really having it there being an overarching goal. And then they're not posting on the right platforms. And then sometimes they've got content and they're still not posting it. In addition to creating the content calendar, we have a system for, after we create the posts, we develop the content, we have a system to publish this for them so that once they've got great content, it's actually being scheduled out and they don't have to think about it. I think it can intimidate people. It seems very simple, but then it seems like there's a lot of layers to social media. So we really look to bring our customers through from, you know, the brainstorming, concepting, strategy development, through content development, all the way through posting, publication. And then one of the most important steps is monitoring. Once you've created social media, once you're interacting with your customers, are you then paying attention to any feedback they're giving? Are you liking what they're commenting? Are you replying? Are you following up on any negative feedback? So that's really important for this touch point that, you know, a lot of people, it may seem like a soft marketing tool, but it's a great way to be able to reach a wide audience. And when people are interacting, it's usually because they're a loyal customer or they're a customer who is maybe upset. And you want to be able to fix that when you can. So the posts that get the most engagement are the ones that are authentic. Authentic to your brand, authentic to the people in your organization. It can depend on, you know, let's talk about some of the different type of posts that there are. So there's flat posts. There's simply content posts. So where you're just writing. There's image posts, there's videos, there's GIFs, there's polls. You know, there's any number of different types of posts that you have to think about, like what's the right message that you're trying to communicate, and then figure out, do these work for your audience? We also recommend, like, you've got the data at hand. You know, we're big believers in evidence-based decision-making. So with social media, you're able to see what posts are resonating. And we find with a lot of organizations, especially ones that are very people forward, like hospitals and certain retail organizations, having images of teams, of people, of customers often drive generate the most engagement. So we've seen a rise in live social media events like Facebook Live, like Twitter chats. And the great benefit about these is you're able to more closely connect with your audience, especially at a time like this with COVID. And even as we're coming out of it, there's not a lot of live events. We had a hospital client that we work with that hosted this great orthopedics lecture, a lot of engagement. And they would often, as a result of that lecture, they would often get surgeries, appointments scheduled, which was huge because the doctors were there. They were sharing information during the presentation. During COVID, they weren't able to host these. And we recommended that they do a Facebook Live, and they were able, we had the doctors on, we moderated, we had questions that, and then we took audience questions and, you know, throughout the audience engagement, we were able to parse out what were topics that were important to them. And, you know, this was a great opportunity where patients don't often, and here it's an example of patients, but patients don't often get a lot of time in front of a doctor or in front of an expert. And this was a great way to open up to the community and still be able to do that, even though we weren't doing live events. And you have the recording. It can be pulsed out afterwards on your social media, on website. So really, it's an opportunity to be able to more closely connect with the audience and bring them almost face to face with you. Same with Twitter chats. Find out what's important to communicate to your consumers. Find out what they're looking to hear about, what they have questions about, and schedule these. The great thing is that you can do as many or as little as you want, but they really do. We found the engagement spikes, and then you're seeing more engagement across your different platforms. So as a result of the Twitter chat, they might check you out on Facebook, or they may go to your YouTube to see a video recording of the the live events. B2B has stayed away from social media in the past, but it really is important. Besides LinkedIn, there's a lot of different avenues to be able to communicate your messages, to connect with your consumers. And that includes YouTube. There's a number of different platforms that you're able to use to really connect with your consumers and to talk about the different services that you offer and answer questions. There's a lot of opportunity to also cross-link. If there's like a key influencer that has a strong social media presence that's relative to your brand, it's a great opportunity to be able to get on with them and then to disseminate that through different social media platforms. So LinkedIn's a great one. There's also different platforms that host webinars, so that's good. Marketing has been consistently moving towards digital, and most certainly after COVID, that's been accelerated. And being able to understand which are the most effective platforms to use, especially for businesses, there's such an evolution happening where, you know, businesses, video used to seem like this expensive, difficult to wrap your head around marketing tool at times for certain businesses. And now you're able to easily tap into that with social media. You know, social media can really help drive consumers to your website by, if you're pulsing out content updates, if you're pulsing out information about, let's say you're a retail store and you want to share updates about a new service that's on your site, use your social media. There's a lot of ways. Stories are a great way to have people interact and swipe up and go right to your website. There's also now, this is not directly to web, but it's a really nice way to kind of tie in a segment, making a shoppable post. So using Instagram to be able to connect right to the different services or products that you offer. Social media, and especially if you think about knowing where your consumers are, people are on their phone most of the day. You know, I think it's something like the majority of patients, 60% of Americans are actively checking their phone for information versus on a laptop. But if you are hitting them at different touch points, so you've got social media, or an email that you can click a social media link at the bottom that'll take you to your website. You're connecting at all these different touch points to be able to drive them to your website. And at your website, you'll be able to provide the most information. Your website really should be, not to detour into website out of social media, but your website really should be an extension of your company, who you are. It should be your salesperson, the person that's greeting people that can explain who you are, what you do, and how you can help them. So, you know, it's really important to customize your social media strategy according to two things. Number one, what's your overall objective? And then who is your consumer? In this great podcast that I actually did with Max Bixby, part of our design team, we talked about the importance of understanding personas, understanding who your ideal customer is, and then meeting them where they are. You know, understanding the different places that they're looking for information, the different sources that they find credible. So social media is a large part of that. If you're looking for a younger demographic, you probably want to go to something that's more short video based, something like TikTok, YouTube. But if you're looking to target an older demographic, you might want to focus on Facebook. You might want to focus even on Instagram, as we have. Instagram's kind of in middle ground where it was heavily used by the younger generation, but now kind of the older millennial is a primary demographic in Instagram. So, and these to go back to my point earlier about resetting your social media strategy every year, refreshing it, you're going to want to look at that because the demographics move according to how they're aging, according to the different new apps that are coming out. And there's an extensive number of apps. And, you know, just a couple of years ago, TikTok wasn't a thing. TikTok wasn't this major driver. And now it's for a lot of brands and for a lot of people, it's a really important way to gain access to information, to learn more about different topics and companies. What I would say is be authentic and be original. Have fun with it. So if there's a typical style that you're used to, let's say you want to add some more personalization to your social media. Let's say you're a hospital and you've put out a lot of informational posts and you really want to highlight a different member or a different department in your hospital. Use the power of video. Leverage that personal connection. I think be aware of the different trends and then work with us to figure out what's the best way to shine a light on a unique aspect of your company or your organization. If I had a client that said social media is not for them, I'd ask them to consider, do they want customers? Because if you want customers, you want to be able to connect with them and reach them where they are, right? Saying you don't appreciate social media, I can understand maybe not understanding its impact, but I think we're all pretty aware of how extensive social media is. If you want to be able to grow your customer base, to maintain your customer base, talk to them. Social media is a great way to do that. It's a great way to tell them who you are and to listen to what their needs are. People love liking, following, sharing. So it's a great way to be able to see what you're sharing, what's resonating with your consumers, and then be able to capitalize on that.